the 24th of June.
Hi there. The word for you today is learn to laugh. Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. You know, if you're constantly negative in your outlook, something's wrong. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, that there is a time to laugh. You say, well, right now I can't find anything to laugh about. Then observe how the psalmist opens Psalm 124, 125, and 126. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, they would have swallowed us alive. Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken. And Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, our mouths were filled with laughter. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. You know, when you can rejoice in the midst of and in spite of your trouble, people want to know what your secret is. And you can always find a reason to rejoice when you remember who is on your side. Doctors have actually confirmed what the Bible teaches, namely that laughter de-stresses you and strengthens your immune system. Solomon said a cheerful heart is good medicine. Plus, a positive attitude will bring you favor and cooperation. Let's face it, when you keep adding to the heat and confusion of a crisis, people lose respect for your ability to handle things under pressure. But if you stay cool and maintain your sense of humor when things are falling apart, they'll show their appreciation in better work and increased loyalty. Sure, some problems are serious, but you gain nothing by dwelling on the bleak side. Put the problem into God's hands and watch the results. Job, but more than his fair share of trouble, said Job 8:21, he will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Now, if he could say that, surely you can too.